Vulnerable Senate Democrats mum on receiving campaign help from Biden. By Jacob Bliss on July 12, 2022. Vulnerable Senate Democrats are keeping quiet when asked if they would be receiving help from President Joe Biden despite overwhelmingly supporting him with their votes. Punchbowl's Max Cohen wrote that vulnerable Senate Democrats that are up for re-election in November declined to reveal if they would like to receive help on the campaign trail from Biden. However, the Senator Cohen spoke to appear to have fully embraced the president's policies through their votes in the Senate. Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, has reportedly deflected the question when he asked if he would like to appear with Biden, saying, "I don't plan the administration's schedule, I'm sorry." He also said he is not focused on that. Despite voting with Biden 96% of the time in the Senate, Warnock said he is focused on who I'm campaigning for, not who I'm campaigning with. Additionally, Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, along with Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, made similar comments as Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, welcomed visits from White House officials. Kelly, who votes with Biden 93.9% of the time in the Senate, told Punchbowl that he has not thought about it but welcomed folks to come to Arizona when asked what administration officials he would like to come to the Grand Canyon state. "We got a lot of issues that we're facing right now. But you know, I'm focused on getting this CHIPS Act across the finish line. The schedule in Arizona is not something I'm really focused on," Kelly added. Cortez Masto, who votes with Biden 92% of the time in the Senate, claimed, "I'm actually really more focused on me and talking with my voters. I'm getting around the state and making sure that they know not only the work that I've done, but I'm listening to them and the challenges that they're still facing so that we can bring their voices here," Cortez Masto added. Punchbowl noted Hassan, who votes with Biden 96% of the time in the Senate, appear to be more favorable to the idea of inviting Biden to New Hampshire as his job approval rating is not as bad in the Granite State. When asked, Hassan quickly pointed to the visit he received from Biden's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Hassan's response could have been due to Biden winning the state with a wider margin than in the states where the other senators were campaigning. During the president's time in office, he has been plagued with lousy job approval numbers. Last weekend, Civic's rolling job approval average found Biden's job approval drop into the 20s for the first time in his presidency. Only 29% of the voters gave him a favorable review, while 58% disapproved of him. Additionally, Biden is underwater in 48 states, including the typically dark blue California and his home state of Delaware. And the president is also underwater with independent voters, which make up an increasingly influential voter bloc, especially in recent years. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.